This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate Grameen Bharat Mahotsav 2025 in New Delhi today. Mr. Modi will also address the gathering on the occasion. Our correspondent reports that the Mahotsav aims to enhance rural infrastructure, create self-reliant economies and foster innovation within rural communities. The centre has released the draft of Digital Personal Data Protection Rules 2025. Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw shared that the draft rules are open for consultation and sought people's views. The Digital Personal Data Protection Act 2023 received the assent of President Draupadi Murmu in August 2023. The guidelines proposed mandatory and verifiable parental consent for children to open social media accounts. On behalf of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Minister for Minority Affairs Kiran Rijiju will offer a chadar at the shrine of Sufi Saint Khwaja Moinuddin Hasan Chishti in Ajmer today. The 813th Urs of Khwaja Garib Nawaz, which began on Wednesday, marks the start of paying homage at the dargah, including the offering of chadars. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and Foreign Minister of Maldives Dr. Abdullah Khalil held bilateral discussions in New Delhi yesterday. Dr. Jaishankar reaffirmed the importance India attaches to its bilateral ties with the island nation and assured continued support to Maldives under India's Neighbourhood First policy and Vision Sagar. India and Iran reviewed the entire spectrum of bilateral relationship, including Chabahar Port, agricultural cooperation, trade and economic issues, as well as cultural and people-to-people ties. The 19th India-Iran Foreign Office consultations were held in New Delhi yesterday. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri and Deputy Foreign Minister of Iran, Majid Takht Ravanchi, co-chaired the meeting. The three-day-long celebration of Prakash Utsav to mark the 358th birth anniversary of the 10th and last Sikh Guru, Guru Gobind Singh, began at Takht Shri Harmandir Sahib in Patna city of Bihar this morning. The Takht Shri Harmandir Sahib is the birthplace of the founder of the Khalsa Panth, Guru Gobind Singh. Devotees in large number from different parts of the country and abroad are reaching Patna Sahib to attend the celebrations. Severe cold wave conditions and dense fog have disrupted normal life in various parts of northern India. A dense fog blanketed the region in the early hours today, reducing visibility to zero in several areas and disrupting flight and train operations. The air quality in Delhi NCR has deteriorated to the very poor category, with an average air quality index, AQI, of 385 as of 7 a.m. this morning. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, the AQI in some areas of the city has crossed the severe category mark at 400. Amid the poor air quality, the Commission for Air Quality Management has invoked Stage 3 of Graded Response Action Plan, GRAP, across the National Capital Region with immediate effect to prevent further deterioration of air quality. The GRAP 3 entails a ban on non-essential construction work and road construction activities. There will also be restrictions on plying of BS3 petrol and BS4 four-wheelers diesel vehicle in Delhi and in the districts of Gurugram, Faridabad, Ghaziabad and Gautam Budh Nagar. World Braille Day is being observed today. The day is observed annually to raise awareness about the importance of Braille as a means of communication for blind and partially sighted people. In 2018, the United Nations General Assembly decided to proclaim 4th of January as World Braille Day to commemorate the birth of Louis Braille, the visionary behind the Braille system. In cricket, India were 18 for no loss in their second innings against Australia on day two of the decisive fifth and final test match of Border Gavaskar Trophy in Sydney when reports last came in. Earlier, Australia's batting lineup collapsed as the hosts were bundled out at 181 this morning after Indian seamers took wickets in quick succession in the first and second session. And that is the end of this news bulletin.